passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. If you have a website, you'll want plenty of visitors. So what are the top three ways to drive traffic to your site? Armajit Kapoor is from Bullseye Marketing Limited.
There are a number of ways, but the top three right now is the natural search, which is also called SEO, search engine optimization. There's a pay-per-click, also called paid search, and there's now the social media craze that covers Facebook, Twitter, blogging, all the RSS stuff. So that's the three main ones right now.
So let's start with SEO and natural search. What does that really entail?
Natural search is something that people type in Google. So if they go on Google, and nowadays people say, you know, if you can't find it, Google it. And people do that. So people use certain criteria. For example, if you're looking for plumber, they will put in plumbing as a keyword, and then they will search for it. Google or any other search engine will return a set of results for people to have a look at it. And normally the first three or four sites are the ones that get most clicks because people deem them to be more expert in their areas or the best in their areas, and that's why they came up first. But more often than not, these websites have got SEO, search engine optimization, done onto them, and that's why they appear number one, two, and three. So that's where the natural search is.
And does that just mean writing the word plumbing all over your site and that will do the trick?
No. It's very as comprehensive as you want it to be. The keywords, you have to think in terms of your customers and what your customers might be thinking when they searching for your website. So it could be plumbing, you know, emergency plumbing or plumbers, or it could be number of variations. And Google provides you a number of tools like Google Keyword Tool, where you can actually go and check these variations and see what the associated traffic is. But all this traffic would have some competition, so you have to pick up the ones that you think is the competition that you can beat in short as well as long term.
And I guess that's where you move into the paid search, where you can maybe sort of circumvent that competition and jump yourself ahead.
No, paid search still has the competition. The only difference is the natural search will take about 3 to 4 months before your website starts appearing on the first page. Paid search, you can have your website appearing on the first page straight away. People don't necessarily know the difference between paid search and natural search when they're clicking, so there's an advantage there. The only difference is obviously you have to pay for the clicks, and that's where most people think paid search is not for them.
Realistically, how much are you paying for a click then?
It varies really. It could be as low as 5p and it could be as high as £12 or £13. But you have to look at the overall budget of the pay-per-click campaign and also the return on investment. Now, if your client value is anything between £1,000 to £2,000 to £5,000, paying £20 towards it doesn't make a lot of difference. But if you've got an e-commerce site where you're only selling £15 worth of stuff at one transaction and you end up spending £5 or £6, then you might not be able to pay that much of money because the return on investment is so low.
And is that about choosing unusual keywords perhaps, so that would be cheaper?
No. If there's any keywords like that, then you know the competition would snap it up. But I think what helps small businesses, if they do pick up the large keywords or the main generic keywords, but they do confine their campaign to their local demographics. For example, if you're talking about Wimbledon, and people just confine their campaign to Wimbledon, which you can do that in any of the search engines, then they can outcompete just about anyone, even the natural campaigns from the large organizations.
And you mentioned the craze for social networks then. So how do they drive traffic to your site?
Social networks are slightly different from natural search and paid search. You have to contribute towards it. And the way you contribute is you provide more information to your followers. First of all, you need to build up the followers. And the way to do that is to look out for the relevant followers. You know, if you are a company, again, if I go back to the plumber, then you're looking for people like housewives or some who actually need plumbing, or landlords. So first of all, you need to look at the followers that are relevant to you, to your business services. And then you need to look at the channels that you want to optimize, because Twitter is different from Facebook and so on and so forth. If you just confine yourself to Facebook and Twitter, you can actually get a lot of traffic coming to it. The way to get that is to have a blog on your site or a blog anywhere, and then run the blog over to your Facebook fan page and or Twitter account, and you know, to try to connect to people. And they're so easy to actually interact with people on Twitter. You can actually do some searches on it and find out if there are people asking for your service in your area.
Is this something that takes a lot of time or a lot of money?
Natural search and paid search would take a lot of money, and the social media would take a lot of time. So if you've got more time than money, then you should just go for social media. The other advantage of social media is that it's all about for personal one-to-one connection, and it's easier for people to talk to you over Facebook or Twitter rather than static website.
That's Armajit Kapoor from Bullseye Marketing Limited.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.